The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Boy, those guys at Apple are like saints, aren't they? Their single-minded pursuit of a future where computers and humanity interface so seamlessly you can't tell where one starts and the other ends. Their vision is a beacon of altruism, unless you happen to be a competitor. Then, sorry, you can't play in Apple's silicon sandbox. The iPhone 7 is the latest salvo fired in the company's proprietary pursuit for global domination. Just try to jack in your dope and ridiculously overpriced Beats by Dr. Dre headphones, because cords aren't the way this phone rolls. Which makes me wonder why they coughed up $3 billion to buy out Beats headphones in the first place. Instead, Apple has created its own wireless technology and cordless AirBuds. They claim the sound quality is unsurpassed, but I'll never know because I don't like sticking speakers inside my ears, which seems like taking the fast lane to hearing loss. Plus, the Apple aftermarket for replacement buds is going to be huge. How many kids do you know with busted screens on their iPhone? How many times have you lost your keys? The world will be littered with single AirBuds like single socks. And by the way, sometimes newer isn't necessarily better, even in Apple's world. Remember about 16 years ago when iMacs came in blue, green, orange, gray, see-through plastic? Those ancient machines ran on the OS 9 platform, which predates the OS X and its subsequent upgrades. At that time, you'd have to go to a zoo to experience lions, tigers, and snow leopards. Well, there are still holdouts around the world who refuse to upgrade from OS 9, and surprisingly, many of them are sound engineers. The very people who eat new digital technology for breakfast. According to ARS Technica, because of the way OS 9 handles multitasking, where system resources are allocated to whatever program is open at the time, things like Pro Tools and general audio production workflows just run smoother on OS 9. I've been increasingly embarrassed to admit that I'm running my Pro Tools on a very early OS X platform, which works as well today as the day I bought it. But now I have an excuse. It's all well and fine to jump on the latest and greatest if you can afford it, but there's something to be said for if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My name is Cal Cote. Global artists can never leave it alone because they love to tinker with the status quo. Bombino introduces a new chapter in the desert blues of North Africa by adding the one drop. He calls it Twar Reggae. Check out Timtar or Memories from Bombino on World Beat Canada. New music from the new EP from Chicago's Dos Santos Anti-Beat Orchestra, Café Tiendo. That'd go down nice with some Nacho Libres, I think. Tuareg guitarist Bombino from his new Almazel before that, an example of his new Tuaregue, and Timtar, or Memories. From Vancouver comes Santa Lucia, LFR. The LFR stands for Latin Funk Rock. Check out Lupita on World Beat Canada.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Por qué ella no baila?
Su papá.
Ni hablar. Ah, 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 ah.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa a la niña?
No sé.
¿Qué es lo que quiere?
Bailar.
¿Por qué no baila?
Su papá.
¿Qué dice su papá?
Que no.
¿Qué dice su mamá?
Que sí.
¿Qué vale Lupita?
Sí, sí.
¿Qué vale la niña?
Sí, sí.
¿Qué quiere bailar?
Mambo. Sí, 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 sí.
For those who want to know what Lupita wants.
No sé, le pasa a Lupita.
No sé,
le pasa a la niña.
No sé,
qué es lo que quiere.
Bailar,
¿por qué no baila?
Su papá,
¿qué dice su papá?
Que no,
¿qué dice su mamá?
Que sí,
que vale Lupita.
Sí, sí,
que vale la niña.
Sí, sí,
que quiere bailar.
Mambo, sí, sí, sí.
Your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Vancouver's Persian flamenco singer Farnaz Ohadi turns a turbulent journey from Iran to Canada into an album of empowerment for women. The album launch for Bird Dance is on October 1st at 8 p.m. at the Blue Shore Financial Center for the Performing Arts, 2055 Purcell Way in North Vancouver. For tickets and information, go to tickets.capilano.ca. And Farnaz is our very special guest a little later on this program. October 3rd at the Rickshaw, Caramelos de Cianuro, or Cyanide Candies, a rock band from Venezuela formed in 1991. And they will be appearing with local guest Caracas, whom you've heard on this program many times. Sangeeta Bigelow is having an art show at El Cartel in Chinatown, 104 East Pender, on Saturday, October 11th. He's going to have some of his goblin patches for sale, as well as t-shirts and hoodies in various colors and sizes. He's a great visual artist. Come and get your goblin apparel at half price for one night only. Starts at 8 p.m. Goes till late. Live music at 11 o'clock. And Timber Concerts presents Quantic Music Live 1000 Watts Tour with guests Saturday, October 15th at the Imperial and October 15th at the ACT Arts Center in Maple Ridge. The new work from Adonis Puentes will surprise many. Adonis is a great singer and an elegant composer and lyricist, grounded and nourished by his Cuban roots and worldly experience. Sabor a Café is a modern Cuban music masterpiece. Elage Diouf is a Senegalese-Canadian living in Montreal. He has a new album called Melakane, and he teams up with blues guitarist Jordan Officer on Tay. That's headed your way. On World Beat Canada, we hit the waves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver, CIRH Radio. That's roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Coat.
Twisted, head tight, I get down, lift up, I am return the favor. Tickle your ears with a touch of the exotic. Up close and intimate.
But wait, there's more.
Hello, baby.
You're on the pod.
On the pod.
Swish.
With World Beat Canada Radio.
Forging new futures for Brazilian music, that is the super sensuous Luisa Mayta. Took 6 years to come up with her second album, Threads of Memory, but well worth the wait. What we heard was Around You, Elage Diouf, before that with Jordan Officer, and Tay, a song all about ending a tough work week with A Night on the Town. Who can't relate to that? Time for your touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from a compilation album called Song of Lahore, Lahore being the capital city of the Punjab in Pakistan. It centers around a band from that area called the Satchel Ensemble, who traveled to New York and took the stage with a number of noted musicians, people like Sal George, Sean Lennon, Wynton Marsalis, Susan Tedeschi, and Derek Trucks. And this group called Sibomato from Japan, one of my longtime favorites in contemporary global music. It's all chronicled in a documentary, and here is Satchel Ensemble with Sibomato and a Bob Marley classic, Get Up, Stand Up. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Thank you. that God will come from the skies, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for your soul. Now you see the light.
Mucha música. like it, I ain't never listen, no one tell me how to run my life. Now you live yours and I live mine, rewind. Now on the music, now let's feel the vibe. Primo por sistema, mucha música la que hay. Never listen, no one tell me how to run my life. Now you live yours and I live mine, rewind. Rewind, selecta, empresarios. Now on the music and feel the vibe, the vibe.
By Caribbean knob twiddler Desmond Williams. That was Empresarios from Puerto Rico by way of Miami, and The Vibes, the title from their latest album. And before that, wasn't that a cool rendition of Get Up Stand Up by the Satchel Ensemble and Sibo Mato? Farnaz Ohadi is standing by with a taste of flamenco and Persian together on her debut called Bird Dance. She's our very special guest on this episode of World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat. As a kid, I always wanted to be a pilot, so I can't help but feeling a little sorry for birds in cages, though I know many people who love them as pets and companions. But to me, having the ability to make music and soar into the sky would be so intoxicating, it seems wrong to restrain it. Persian flamenco singer and dancer Farnaz Ohadi takes flight with the release of Bird Dance, her recording debut that distills moments of her own turbulent journey that brought her here from Iran. How are you, Farnaz? Good to talk to you.
I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
To put my introduction to you in context, can you explain the metaphor of the caged bird and how it applies to the title track of your new album?
The metaphor of the bird in the cage basically traces the stories of my life in that I always felt restricted in so many different ways. I was born and raised in Iran in the post-revolution times, and basically I was around 4 or 5 when the revolution happened. And the first 10 years until the country found its footing, there was a lot of turbulent times and restrictions, and specifically targeted towards women because this was an Islamic regime and, you know, things needed to shift and change. And I didn't know it at the time, but in my soul, I am an artist and a singer and a musician, and it was absolutely unacceptable to perform or, you know, to sing in public in particular. So, and other restrictions to movement, how you dress, what you said, not just on me in particular, but obviously me as a female, I felt it strongly. The strongest image I ever have from my childhood is looking out the window and looking at the birds flying and feeling extremely envious of how they could just pick up and go and didn't have to say anything to anyone. And so it has stayed with me. And the idea that the bird that's caught in a cage, regardless, because that's its drive, it has to sing. And who knows what the bird is singing about? Most likely, I would imagine, singing about what it would feel like to be outside of the cage. But it still, it sings. You know, it's nature. It has to do it.
What, if any, are the cultural commonalities between flamenco and Persian music and poetry?
Musically, the roots between flamenco and Persian are very deep. They're quite intertwined. Flamenco moved all the way from the east and picked up from the cultures along the way, from the nomadic cultures of the Romani and the Gypsies and the Sephardic Jews and the Persian and the Moors and the Arabs, all as it came down to finally settle in south of Spain. So, I mean, the word guitar, the instrument guitar itself is based on an instrument
called the tar.
Yeah. Yes, the guitar itself, the Persian, the flamenco guitar was introduced to the flamenco musicians and to Spanish court in, you know, long, long time ago through Persia, through Zaryab. So instrumentally and musically, they're quite connected. So in some ways, I am going back to the roots of flamenco and showing that commonality musically, there's a lot of common roots.
Thanks for tracing those threads for us, Farnaz. I think it's fascinating. You're a noted figure in Vancouver's flamenco scene. Did you get your start, like many others, at the Kino Cafe on Gambi?
Yes, I've been involved in the flamenco community for a long time here in Vancouver. I started dancing, actually, in 1998, and I moved from Toronto to Vancouver. And I really quite love dancing, in fact, still. But in 2001, I had my first child, and that meant that I couldn't take as many dance lessons. So I sort of looked around to see if I could stay connected to the community, and I thought, hey, maybe I should try singing. And I've never really had formal training in flamenco, but this wonderful teacher, Oscar Nieto, I went to him and I spoke to him, and you know Oscar, and he was just embodiment of encouragement. He's like, you should go for it and you should not worry about anything and just try. So I did, and very quickly I had an opportunity to perform and one of the student shows, and it honestly, it just took. I mean, there's not that many singers in town, but there's something about it that I just felt like it was a natural match to my energy. And because I come from the dance background, I understand the need of the dancer and what they need from a singer. So it was very easy to fall into that role and actually become a really supportive singer of the dancer. So I started performing quite regularly, and then basically in 2000, I think it was sometime in 2007-2008, I had a round of a year in some one of the locations at Eastie's East on Broadway. And for a year, we performed there quite regularly. And that space closed, and I moved on to Kino.
How about Liron Mann? I know him as a gifted performer on the steel hand drum, but he's also a talented flamenco guitarist. How did that collaboration form, and has he had to adapt the Persian flavors in your music?
Oh, yes, thank you for asking that question about Liron. Liron, yes, he is a wonderful handpan player, but he seems to be more connected to the Spanish guitar. And when you watch him play and listen to his expression and his thoughts about playing the guitar, it's fascinating to know. He's only really been playing for 3 to 4 years. That's it.
Incredible.
So he's incredibly gifted. And what's beautiful about his musicality is that because of his background, being brought up in the Middle East, and being really heavily immersed in Middle Eastern music, and then moving from one country to another, anytime he goes somewhere, by the virtue of his personality, he tends to make really good friends very quickly, and he's fearless musically. So he collaborates, and he absorbs and absorbs and absorbs. So when he came to me, I knew him through handpan, and then he pulled out the guitar, and he played beautifully. And I said, hey, Liron, do you want me to play, sing something for you? And he's like, sure. And I sang him one of my more hondo songs, the Soleil in Farsi, which is, in fact, on the album called Hajj. And he listened to it and was like, what is this? And I said, something that I've been working on. This is about 4 years. So he says, oh, tell me more. And I told him the concept, the idea, and I said, what else do you have? And then I sang the second half of it, which is the Soleil for Buleria. And he's like, what else do you have? And I sang the Buleria. What else do you have? And I sang Tangled. And basically, I just told him, I've been working on this for years. This is just driving me crazy because it needs to get out of my head. I've been trying with different guitarists, and it's not blossoming the way I think it should be. It's not going where it needs to go. What do you think? And he's like, I like this. Let me ponder on it. So he got back to me, and then he started adding falsettas, which are the basically musical segments in between the singing, and that's where the virtuosity and the musicality of the guitarist shines. And then that was it, Cal. You had to just listen to this guy just bringing this to life, and I listened and I'm like, that's it.
Beautiful. World Beat Canada is on the air with Farnaz Ahadi, a Vancouver-based Persian flamenco singer who is releasing her debut album called Bird Dance. Connect with her and the Mashre Ensemble at MashreMusic.com. That's spelled MashreGh Music.com. There's a strong message of empowerment you mentioned earlier for women in your music, Farnaz. Do you think music can be a medium for disseminating that message?
I think music can do a lot of things very subtly. When I was younger, I used to be very restless, and I would be like, I would talk to my mom in particular and say, what can I do? What is it that I can do to change things, to make things better? Tell me, help me. I'm frustrated. And she would always counsel patience. Just be patient. It takes time. Wait. You will have children. You can teach them better. And it didn't make any sense to me. But as I grew, I realized that, yes, it takes longer to invoke change and to bring around, you know, the message that you need to bring in a more subtle way. And music to me is one of those tools, because what you say, people can relate to musically. And the beauty of music in particular is that people hear their own stories in it. Yes, I can go around and tell people what the lyrics are and what they mean to me and what the translations are and where they come from. But at the end of the day, it's a personal thing. It's a moment that you have the music in your ear, you close your eyes, and it speaks to you. And at that moment, it becomes your story and your music. And you can never really get that deep into someone's soul unless the music touches them. So it's a very, very powerful medium in a sense that it does that, and it connects you immediately. So I'm hoping with this album, I've been able to make that bridge happen and to tell people, hey, I got something to say, but let's listen to it together. Let's see what your story means to you in this album. And obviously, being a woman, my story is about being a female raised in Iran and the restrictions and the difficulties and the blessings that came from that. I am who I am because of what I experienced and what I've gone through and the richness of the culture in Iran, the people, the amazing architecture and the surroundings and the music. I mean, that's undeniable. And then come to Canada and be embraced so openly by the Canadian culture and the Canadian people, and to feel welcome, to honestly to open my wings and do whatever I want. I mean, this is as Canadian as it gets. to do this to this crazy idea that this Iranian girl is working with this Middle Eastern Israeli guy on some genre that is not even Canadian, and then working with this huge array of musicians, and then have something really personal to say. And Canada listens, you know, they allow you to do that, and that's a blessing.
Having said that, are you hopeful or encouraged by what kind of life the current swell of refugees from the Middle East will find in North America? You made it your home. What would you tell others?
I'm actually excited to see the injection of new blood. Yes, they come with a lot of trauma and a lot of reservations about leaving their home. Obviously, I left because my parents wanted us to come. And it took us 3 years to really be able to get that immigration. So we certainly did not run away. We certainly did not experience trauma the way that the new wave of newcomers are experiencing.
Right.
However, you know, trauma in some ways gives you a stronger voice. It gives you a chance to really be fearless and say it, because you have very little to lose. And so, yes, I'm very excited about that. And the recent influx of groups, the musical groups that have basically, you hear their stories that they have run away with just a CD in their back pocket or just an instrument. And there was this group, I think, from Syria. There was four really young guys that got off the boat, and all they had in their bag was their instrument and basically a whole bunch of CDs. They spoke no language, and they arrived by the sea, a town in Greece.
Yes.
And they just handed out CDs because that's all really they knew what to do. And immediately people were like, what is this? Oh, these guys are like us. You know, they're musicians. They're not this other that are arriving on the boat. This is somebody else's child. And they took them home, and they listened to their music, and they fed them. And I mean, that's a beautiful story.
Let's not tease the audience any longer. I mean, we are here to share your music. So let's offer listeners a taste of Bird Dance. The one track that stood out for me immediately, and I was hoping you could set it up on the way out, is called Sharab.
Sharab is a track based on the traditional form of flamenco tangos, which is not similar to Argentinian tangos at all. It is a 4-4 beat, but it's from the poetry by Khayyam, which is, you know, one of the poets in the same league as Hafez and Rumi, for listeners who follow Persian poetry. And on the surface, it talks about the joy of drinking and basically abandoning yourself in the cup of wine and not thinking about yesterday, not worrying about tomorrow, and just taking pleasure in the moment of really good wine. But under the surface, in the trajectory of the CD itself and the story of the CD itself, it relates to the idea that you need to abandon yourself in the moment of truth, and you have to constantly search for that. And once you find it, then it really doesn't matter where you've come from, where you're heading. The truth is now in your heart and it's precious, and just let it go and enjoy it. So that's that track in particular.
من بیمه یه نا بیمه یه نا زیستن نتوانم، بی باده کشید باره تن نتوانم، بی باده کشید باره تن نتوانم. من بنده آن دمم که ساقی گویم یه جام دگر بگیر و من نتوانم، یک جام دگر بگیر و من نتوانم. فریاد مکن، فریاد مکن، من آمده و گذشته، بنیاد مکن، بنیاد مکن، عالی خوش باش و عمر برباد مکن، مکن، مکن. میخور میخور که فلک بهر هلاک من و تو، قصدی دارد به جان، به جان پاک من و تو. در سبز نشین و می روشن میخور، این سبز بسیدم از خاک من و تو. آن خورم که دارم یا نه، اینو به خوشدلی گذارم یا نه. بار کن قدح باده که معلومم نیست، این دم که فرو پیاده کشید بارت هم نتوانم نتوانم من نتوانم نتوانم من نتوانم نتوانم من بیمه یه نامه یه نامه زیستن نتوانم بی باده کشید
Great story, wonderful music. Sharab from Farnaz Ohadi's debut called Bird Dance. More fresh music from Vancouver is right around the corner with Ming Mwa, a 9-piece Vancumbia Ambush, and Coquero, a brand new track to World Beat Canada Radio. My name is Cal Coat. Buenos Aires. So we got one more to go before we say goodbye. This is World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyra Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist. Find both at the homepage. That's where you should make your start. WorldBeatCanada.com. You'll find playlists and links to all the artists at our blog, which is Calcopyra.com. From St. Lucia comes Taj Weeks and Adawa and three of his favorite things, Love, Herb, Reggae, and a song that tackles homophobia. It's called Here I Stand. But our last word goes to Will Smith. The Man in Black said, I want the world to be better because I was here.
Here I stand. Now love a woman, I'm a man. She loves another, yes, she can. She loves a woman, not a man. Should he pretend to love a woman yet intend to find a lover around the bend?
party defends. Got a fragile picture frame sitting on a broken easel. Up comes the winds of change, down goes the easel. Here I stand. Now love a woman, I'm a man. She loves another, yes she can. She loves a woman, not a man. Should he pretend to love a woman yet intend to find a love around the bend to share his love and to repent to? Got a fragile picture frame sitting on a broken easel. Up comes the winds of change.
Communications.